USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get, or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. If approved, a ratification vote by Hollywood writers will take place. Only then will the strike be officially over. Although not disclosing specifics, WGA sent an email yesterday to its roughly 11,000 members with news of the tentative deal, saying the agreement is, quote, exceptional, end quote. A Washington, D.C. lawmaker says President Biden's open border policy is to increase votes for Democrats in future elections. Corey Myers explains.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
Musician Usher will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas. USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
All eyes are on Washington lawmakers. If both sides of the aisle don't come to some sort of agreement to fund the government by Saturday, many government services will close down.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Congressman Dan Kilby of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why Speaker McCarthy can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
I'm Corey Myers.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons apologized yesterday for recognizing and celebrating a man who fought for a Nazi military unit during World War II. Just after Ukrainian President Zelensky delivered an address in the House of Commons on Friday, Canadian lawmaker gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka a standing ovation when Speaker Anthony Rota drew attention to him. Rota introduced Hunka as a war hero who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division. That division was also known as the Waffen-SS Galactic Division, which fought for the Nazis as its paramilitary arm. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against Special Counsel Jack Smith's request for Representative Scott Perry's phone records. The court concluded it's a breach under the Constitution's speech and debate clause. Lance Pry, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.